The question was asked in Halakha, if a person just placed his hands in the bathroom, not his body. His body was outside of the Beit HaKiseh, and for whatever reason he needed to get something from the bathroom, for example, so he extended his hands inside the bathroom to take something out. So the question is, does he need Netilat Yadayim? Of course, we're not discussing Netilat Yadayim with the Beracha, but we are familiar that there is a Ruach Ra'ah, there's a spirit of Tum'ah, whatever you want to call it, in the bathroom. As we know, when one enters a bathroom, a Beit HaKiseh, certainly the Ruach Ra'ah is on him, and all the poskim say he needs Netilat Yadayim. Question is, now we're discussing where his body is outside the Beit HaKiseh, and he just extends his hands in. Rav Chaim Palachi discusses this question in his Sefer Lev Chaim. And he clearly says, you do have to wash your hands, even if you only extended your hands into the Beit HaKiseh. So the Ben Ish Chai in Torah Lishma carries this question a little further. The Ben Ish Chai says, what if you only extended one hand into the Beit HaKiseh? So he holds the Ben Ish Chai that you would only have to wash that hand that went into the Beit HaKiseh, which means you just take a cup or water over it once and you're okay. However, it should be pointed out that Hakam ben Sion, Alav Shalom in Or LeZion, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimal, he asked the exact same question, where a person extended one hand in the Beit HaKiseh, and he writes, Tov, it's better to wash both hands. Because it seems, the way he's understanding, that once the Tumah goes on one part of the body, it extends to the rest of the body. He goes so far as to say, even if a person was Mechnis, one finger into the Beit HaKiseh, so then already the Tum'ah would go from one hand to the body to the rest of the hands. So again, la halakha, it's clear if a person puts both of his hands in the Beit HaKiseh, he should wash them before he prays or before he goes and studies Torah, of course without a beracha. If a person extends one hand, according to all the poor scheme, for sure that hand you have to make the Tilat Yadayim on, mean just pour water over it, or even if you put it under the sink, it's okay as well. However, according to Hakam ben Sion, it's preferable to wash even both hands, even if just a finger went into the Beit HaKiseh.